Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM. Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
Yes, yes. As always, lads, a little ears warning here. You can catch this chat on our podcast after the show. We actually received an email. This is more about relationships rather than sex this week, because we got this email from a listener looking for advice. And it says, "Hi, Jen. I would like to ask Rachel about narcissism, gaslighting and love bombing. I've been in a number of bad relationships with physical abuse, mental abuse, etc. And I would love to hear her opinion on the subject, please. I know so many people are in bad relationships and they don't even know it because they're not aware of the signs. Could she please maybe talk about this on the show some Wednesday? Many thanks, Anonymous." Well, joining me on the line is our relationship therapist, Rachel Cook. Good morning.
Hi, Jen. How's it going?
Good, good. So we're kicking off with narcissism. I mean, it's still a big buzzword. What actually is it?
Oh, so when people use the term narcissist, what that means in clinical terms is someone who has been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. Now, actually, very, very few people get diagnosed because part of the personality disorder involves rarely seeing themselves as the problem. So they're very unlikely to go to therapy, to go to a psychiatrist. But probably about 1% of people we think meet the criteria. But usually what we're actually talking about is just someone who's very, very narcissistic rather than necessarily meeting the disorder. And that's probably between 10 to 20% of people. So it's way higher. So I think it's a lot more, it's not more useful to see it as a spectrum. Like everybody has a narcissistic traits and tendencies, and some narcissism is healthy because narcissism in small amounts can help us achieve goals and be ambitious and that sort of thing. But really what we're talking about here, the kind of signs are the main signs are a profound lack of empathy for other people, extreme need for admiration, being very self-absorbed, arrogant, exploitative. People will often have a strong sense of entitlement. They might be obsessed with power, status, money. They're into breaking rules and boundaries. They rage when they don't get their own way. They find it very difficult to admit when they're wrong or to apologize. So they tend to be very, very selfish. So that's some of the signs of someone who's highly narcissistic, okay, which may or may not mean that they meet the criteria for the disorder. But I think it doesn't matter too much because we're more talking about patterns of behavior and ways of relating, which could be more helpful.
Yeah, so it's a whole spectrum and you could be anywhere under that. So what are the problems in having a relationship with someone who's highly narcissistic?
Well, you know, look, they're constantly going to be saying one thing and doing another. So that can make people feeling who are close to, whether that's in a relationship or, you know, in a romantic relationship, or it could be a parent, it could be a sibling, a friend, a colleague. You know, it's going to make you start to question reality. You'll probably feel you feel like you're going mad. Often when you're in some sort of relationship with someone who's highly narcissistic, they will very much idealize you in the beginning. So they can be, you know, showering you with compliments and gifts. They're going to be seeing you as they're in telling you that you're their soulmate, that you're, you know, the best person they've ever met. And that can be very, very sort of, you know, addicting. It can be very seductive when, you know, most of us really want love in our lives. And we've all been sold the story by media and Hollywood that that's how love goes. So there can still be a part of us that gets very drawn into this. But, you know, a sort of few weeks or months in, generally you'll start to be devalued by this person and eventually discarded. So, you know, that might mean that they become very manipulative, very critical, controlling. They often will be dealing with other sorts of issues as well. So they might also have substance dependency issues. They might have depression, a lot of anxiety. So, you know, it's just it is very, very difficult to be in a relationship.
Confusing. It sounds confusing because it sounds like there is a lot of very, very highs and then very, very lows. So the person on the receiving end of that is like, oh, well, I can't leave him because he said or she said this, you know, when we first started to go out. So is that love bombing? Is that what that's called? Love bombing is when you're overly affectionate and overly with the I love yous and then it just changes. Is that what love bombing means?
Yeah, so it's basically when it starts off like a fairy tale and they might texting you constantly, telling you they love you within the first few dates or months. Maybe they're constantly telling you how smart you are, how compatible you are. They'll be doing something called future faking, which is talking about the future a lot. And the interesting thing is, you know, usually the people who are doing this, it's not that they're sitting there being deceptive, telling lies in the moment. They often do actually believe it when they're saying it. It's just that people who are highly narcissistic, their feelings are very, very changeable. Right. They lack called object constancy, which means they find it very difficult to maintain a certain level of feelings towards it could be a person, it could be an object, it could be, you know, a sort of type of situation. And so, you know, they're basically, if they're in, they're all in and everything is absolutely perfect. And if something is a bit boring or not as good to them, then they absolutely hate it and they don't want to be anywhere near, you know, whether it's you as a person or the thing that they're now sort of hating. So that can be an interesting way to look at it, because people who are highly narcissistic are often painted as these sort of evil, you know, creatures who just go around trying to wreck other people's lives. And the thing is, they're usually really not going out of their way to do that. And that does not mean that you should excuse their behavior, but it is certainly a different way to look at how these people sort of go about their life.
Are people born this way, or is it because of having some sort of traumatic relationship background or something? I mean, can we stop this?
Yeah, so it seems like it may be partly hereditary, but I've never come across someone who's highly narcissistic who hasn't got abuse and trauma in their background.
Right.
You know, no matter how much you might feel betrayed, used or manipulated by these people, narcissists, like all of us, are just trying to get their needs met. They might use very hurtful tactics to meet their needs. But, you know, in a sense, it isn't personal. But basically, because narcissists cannot provide themselves with a sense of self-worth and self-esteem, they have to seek it from others, which is why they need so much admiration, and they, you know, they sort of have to see themselves as better and superior. So they're kind of stuck at the emotional level of a child, of a toddler in many ways. You know, they have the rage and the selfishness of a toddler, the inability to accept other people's needs and wants, the inability to understand that other people have different feelings to them. So yeah, this is usually a case of a person not having developed, you know, sort of adequately due to abuse and neglect in their childhood, which, again, it can be helpful to have compassion towards why someone might be this way. But that doesn't mean that you should then accept that behavior, because these people are highly, highly unlikely to change.
Wow. My next question. So they can't change, or very unlikely, or no, run for the hills.
Well, anyone can change, right? But the vast majority of highly narcissistic people won't, because they don't see themselves as the problem. That's part of the disorder, is that they, you know, they see other people as getting in their way. They don't generally see themselves as being a problem. They will kind of flip between feeling better than others and then have these kind of moments or periods of deep shame, which they will then try to do anything to forget. So, you know, they're very, very unlikely to go to therapy. And it also takes a very long time to build empathy, because, yeah, one of the main problems here is that they lack empathy for other people. They don't really care about other people's feelings. And that takes a really long time to build with, you know, quite specific focused therapy. And so people who are highly narcissistic just don't have an incentive to do that, which is why they're very, very unlikely to change. You know, I would never say someone cannot change, but I would certainly say people like this are just highly unlikely, you know. So we can often fall into the trap of believing that we can just love them enough, be secure or consistent enough for them, or just be everything that they need in the hopes that they will, you know, be able to kind of love us back. And it just doesn't work that way.
How can you spot one then?
Oh, look at whether the words match the actions.
Right.
Definitely. You know, if you feel like you're being love bombed at the beginning, of course we all get caught up, you know, when you're falling in love with someone, of course that can be very exciting and interesting, and you can say things that can be a bit sort of OTT to each other. But if you get a sort of a, sometimes people will have a very strong gut feeling that something feels a bit wrong. Then also notice if you find a few weeks in that you're being gaslighted. Sometimes this takes years to show up, but gaslighting is, you know, this form of manipulation to make you doubt yourself, where the person will tell you that you're imagining things, you've made them up, you're lying, you're too sensitive, you're crazy. And good signs that you're, or, you know, bad signs, but accurate signs that you're probably being gaslighted by someone and they're probably quite highly narcissistic, are that you feel more anxious and less confident than you used to be. When you're, you know, but since you've known them or been with them, you often wonder if you're being too sensitive. You feel like everything you do is wrong. You always think it's your fault when things go wrong. You're the one apologizing. That you make excuses for this person's behavior. They're good signs that you're in a, what is, you know, an emotionally abusive relationship, which many people experience, but is still nowhere near talked about enough. And actually, you know, whether you want to label the person as highly narcissistic or not, recognizing the signs in yourself can be a very good way to work out whether this is actually a healthy person to be in a relationship with.
Gotcha. So how can you protect yourself from them? Is it just avoid at all costs?
Pretty much. You know, be aware, especially if you have had a narcissistic parent, if you're a particularly empathic person, if you have low self-esteem, if you know that you tend towards codependency and foregoing your own needs, those are, you know, extra strong signs to, well, like, go, you know, educate yourself. Ideally go get therapy as well to work on this stuff and be able to really, really spot the signs. Just read up. There is absolutely loads of information out there now, on, you know, YouTube, social media, loads of places for you to find out more about narcissism and emotionally abusive relationships, which can tell you a lot more about where to go and what to do.
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much for that. That is Rachel Cooker, psychotherapist and mental health consultant, and you can follow Rachel on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with the knee on the end, and she'll be back with us next week. So if you have a question or anything you'd like us to discuss with her, you can get in touch with the team 24/7. The email is jen@rte.ie. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.